It's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Welcome to the Grapevine for Friday, July 3rd. My name is Gage Broderick, and I will be your host for this hour of the day today. And of course, it being Friday, we always do things a little more on the artistic side on the Grapevine. Later on in the show, we'll have a new installment of Screenplay with Raj Dhillon. She's back this week. We'll also have the Prince Edward County Sports Hall of Fame spotlight, the always entertaining pet report from Dave Wheatley. But up first, we have a new episode of Art Scene this week with Pamela Mayhew. So take it away, Pamela.
The Art Scene is brought to you by Eno Gallery. Discover contemporary fine art in Prince Edward County. Visit enogallery.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to County Arts on County FM. I'm Pamela Mayhew. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Tara Wilkinson, co-owner and curator of Ondara Gallery in Bloomfield. It's not Bloomfield.
It is Bloomfield. It is considered Bloomfield.
Okay. Yeah. Along with artist Andrew, Saforti?
Saforti. That's right. Way to go.
Tara has created one of Prince Edward County's leading contemporary galleries, showcasing exceptional paintings, photography, digital art, and ceramics.
Mm-hmm.
Ondara Gallery has been recognized as one of TripAdvisor's top 10 art galleries in Ontario. And one of the things I love about the gallery is that visitors have the opportunity to meet the artists themselves, Tara and Andrew. This summer is especially exciting at Ondara Gallery, with several exhibitions, workshops, and collaborations happening across the county. Welcome, Tara, and it's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Wonderful. So, for listeners who may not have visited Ondara Gallery before, tell us a little bit about the gallery. What makes it unique?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a lot. I think there's a few things that make it really stand out. One is that it's in a beautiful garden pastoral setting. So when you're coming to our place, you really have to sort of decide that you're going to, you know, put it in your GPS and you're going to come find us. We're off of County Road 1, north of County Road 1, off of Highway 62. We're actually the first road north of Huff Estates Winery and the Eno Gallery. So if you're heading out that way, you can do a lot of things in a very short area, which is really nice. So I would say that the gardens and the scenery, everyone kind of exhales when they get out of the car, which I love to see, especially when they're coming from the city and they're like letting go.
Yep.
And they take a look around and it's just like, and you just see the stress come off. And we built this gallery space in 2017-18, and we put a lot of attention into the lighting, and we have skylights and lots of windows, and there's a second floor with a fantastic chair that you can just sit in front of a giant picture window and look out at the fields, and it's just a beautiful, relaxing space. And we've worked really hard to evolve our artwork, I guess, but also it is unique in that Andrew and I are on site and can speak to what we do, and people really enjoy that connection to the artist who's actually made the piece that they're interested in.
Wow, so, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. So it sounds like you had a vision and you've made the vision happen.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what's on there right now. One of them is the Vortex.
Yes.
So
yes.
Combination of different arts.
It's really a cool collaboration with Astrid Young, who's a local, but a Canadian musician. She's launching a new album called The Beautiful Can Get Away with Murder. And she gave us access to 6 songs from her new album. And Andrew and I approached how we were going to interpret that through what we do. Andrew has literally, like, taken some lyrics from each of those songs and created a painting, an encaustic painting, from those lyrics. So, for example, one of her songs, the lyrics are, "If I were a popsicle, I'd be a red, white, and blue one." And Andrew's created a beautiful encaustic piece of a giant popsicle. It's really lovely. It's really nice. So each of the pieces are unique. Now, for what I decided to do, I decided to be inspired by Astrid herself as a strong creative woman who's come from somewhere else, made the county her home, and is giving back to her community in different ways. So I decided to do portraits of county women, and there's six women featured in the show, including Astrid. And there's a story about each of the women that I've written up on the wall. And it's been really fascinating watching people come in and look at the different portraits and decide which one's their favorite, reading the stories and telling me, oh, I relate to what she's saying, or I've had that experience myself, or I like the quote there. It resonates with me where I am in my life right now. So it's been really beautiful to see that. But the cool thing about this whole show is that Astrid is also a professional sommelier. And so she reached out to the wineries and brought six wine partners on board with the show. And we have paired a bottle of wine with each of the paintings.
Wow.
And also, we're using a platform called Musical Bead. And so there's an NFC sticker, or you can use a QR code, depending on your tech savviness. And you can scan the sticker or the QR code and go to a website that shows the painting paired with Astrid's song, paired with wine, paired with a county woman that I've done a portrait series about.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very interactive and it's really cool, and it brings everything together. And we're also extending that experience through the six wineries. So when you go to, let's say, Sandbanks Winery, they're pairing their giant white, sleeping giant white wine with what we're doing. So you'll go to the display of that wine and you'll see the codes in the poster, and you can scan it and you can see the art and hear the song and see the work and see the tasting notes and the stories about each of us. It's very cool.
Really quite remarkable.
Yeah.
Wow. So I do have to ask, have the six women seen their portraits?
Yes. They all came to the launch on Friday and Saturday nights. We had two concerts with Astrid and her band, and the six wineries were there with tastings of their wines, and the I call them the models, but the county women were there and saw their portraits, and they were I think, kind of speechless in some ways. In other ways, they were delighted by what I did. Some of them were like, how did you get me to do that?
Are they headshots, or are they perhaps, you know, sitting in an environment?
They were sitting for the most part. We did some planning before the actual shoot, and each one of them has certain things about them. For example, Marianne Farrell, art scene co-host. She's one of the featured women. And she's, you know, got so much going on in her life. She runs a bed and breakfast. She's got the art scene show. She brings her talent as a marketing executive, and she uses that to help various groups in the county with promoting events and festivals and things like that. So the portraits show her love of theater. It shows her love of cooking. It shows her love of gardening. It shows her with a microphone doing her radio show. And so each of the portraits really shows a different side of her personality.
Oh, pretty wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I so look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neato. Okay. What's Botanica at the Sandbanks Winery?
So last year we were really feeling like the world's gone just a little bit mad, mm-hmm. you know. And we decided, you know what, let's do a show about gardens and flowers, like something bright and colorful and positive to just help, mm-hmm. you know, lift the spirits of everybody. And it was a really successful show, I have to say. People really responded to it, and it just touched. Who doesn't love flowers and gardens?
Yes.
I mean, really, we everybody came in, and it was, then the whole space, of course, was just like in bloom. So yeah. It was really cool. So we're continuing to show parts of that. But we are also the official curators and artists at Sandbanks Estate Winery. We've been in a partnership with them for 4 years. And so every year we try to change up the work that's there. And so we decided to move the entire Botanica show over to Sandbanks. So when you go there and you're having some wine, and or you're in one of their tasting rooms upstairs, or they now have a beautiful tasting space now built on the back of the winery, if you're in any of those spaces, you're going to see pieces from the Botanica show.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat. Okay. What about your workshops?
Yes, we're still offering. Andrew offers drawing workshops. He also teaches encaustic painting, and he teaches graffiti art, which is really fun.
Right.
And we have converted this really fun rustic space on our property to now a working studio, and that's where the workshops take place. And we are trying to be responsive to visitors who are looking for something very short notice. So we just say, you call us in the morning, and if we're able, we'll put on a workshop in the afternoon or the following day. We're trying to, because, you know, sometimes the weather dictates, today's not a good day to go to the beach. What else can we do?
Right.
And
yeah.
So if they call us and we can accommodate them, we definitely try. And so that has been working out really well.
So are these full-day workshops usually, or half-day workshops?
Well, you know, they used to be full-day, and they still can be if someone calls and wants to coordinate that with Andrew. But again, one of the things we're finding is that people, when they come to the county, they want to do a lot of different things. They mm-hmm. want to go shopping. They want to do some wine touring. They want to go down to the beach. They want to do a whole bunch of things. So we've made the workshops 2 hours or 3 hours. That way you can come in the morning, have a creative experience, and then head off for lunch somewhere, and then do all the rest of the things that there are to do in the county.
And therefore, you don't have to really worry about their level of experience.
Absolutely not. No, Andrew's actually a wonderful instructor in that way. He believes we're all inherently creative, and it's just about giving yourself permission to come and play.
Right. Oh, lovely. And yeah. This is inside.
Yes, it takes place in our Andera studio in a separate building. And so Andrew will take people in for 2 hours of drawing or graffiti or 3 hours of encaustic painting.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about Andrew's work otherwise, other than the graffiti and the drawing.
Yeah, so Andrew's, he's an encaustic painter, first and foremost. He absolutely loves that medium. He's been working in it, I'd say, like full-time for about 20 years now. He absolutely loves what he does. Many of his paintings can have up to 200 layers of beeswax on them, creating really beautiful drifts and layers and things that are embedded within the pieces themselves, too. He uses branches or stones or sand or, you know, fabric sometimes. Right now, he's got a spectacular piece that he did based on Astrid's song called Borrowed Tune. And the lyrics are, lay me down like an empty dress. Mm-hmm. And he's created a giant piece that is using an actual dress that he's immersed into the wax medium.
Wow.
And it's suspended on this piece. It's quite spectacular to see it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
would that
it's
be
really
a big
nice.
Piece? Like, what size would it, that
that's
be?
That's a really big piece. I'd say it's probably 5 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it looks like the dress is laying on a bed, but it hangs beyond the piece, which he loves to do as well. So, it's a lovely piece. So, he's been obviously focused on the vortex, but also in the past year he started getting quite heavily into ceramics. Mm-hmm. And so now he has a kiln and a space for that, and so he's been working on that. And right now he's actually creating a fantastic mural for Sandbanks Estate Winery's 25th anniversary. It's going to be unveiled on July 19th as part of their 25th anniversary celebrations.
Holy
and
scum.
So that's, yeah, he's very busy. Yeah. He's very busy right now.
Both of you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's beautiful. So I can't wait for everybody to see that. It's going to be very
so
cool.
Exciting. So mm-hmm. tell us about your photography. You've won many awards.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little bit of a background?
Yeah, my photography goes back to when I was 11 years old. I was a paper girl for the Toronto Star. I won a prize for signing up the most new subscriptions.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I mean, really crazy. And I got to pick a prize out of a catalog, so I picked this little Instamatic camera. And so I really started shooting pictures when I was a kid. But I was really lucky because my father was a photo finisher. Mm-hmm. And so I could get all my pictures developed for free. And, you know, isn't that always the bonus? Like, if you can get access to supplies, art supplies, or things like that. So I was able to really shoot quite a bit. And then in high school, pulled aside, suggested maybe I come and sign up and be part of the yearbook team. And I went, what's a yearbook? I didn't know what that was. So I signed up to be a photographer, and I started taking pictures for the yearbook, and that evolved. Then I went off to college, studied corporate communications. Photography was part of my program. Continued that way. Went into a career in public relations for two national hotel chains. Traveled very, like, all over North America and Europe. And I would take my camera everywhere I went. And so I'd do these layovers. So I'd be there for another reason, but I'd do these layovers and I would shoot while I was there. So this just kept going and going and going. And I would say probably in the mid to late 90s, I started doing greeting cards. I started selling greeting cards at shops in Toronto. I started going into shows like Queen Street West Art Show or Distillery District Art Show. And it kept it growing, 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 growing. And then after my daughter was born, I had a neighbor come over and she said, would you photograph me as a surprise for my husband? She was pregnant and she wanted me to photograph her pregnancy. And I was like, well, you know, that really wasn't what I was doing at the time. Yeah. I mean, I was into landscape photography and travel photography mostly, but okay, I'll do this as a favor. And of course, digital was now starting to happen and I had invested in digital equipment. So I went over to her home and I brought a bunch of fabric and I wrapped her up and we did all this fun stuff. And I looked at what I was getting and I thought, oh, this is fantastic. I really want to do this. I'm going to do more of this. So I started photographing pregnant women and I started a business called Love Nest Photography. And the whole idea was that I was going into their nest and taking the pictures of the women before their baby came. And so I photographed about 60 women. Yeah. And then we were moving to the county. And as we were transitioning to the county, I started thinking about the word nest in my name. And I started thinking, I need to make birds' nests. Oh, my God, I need to make birds' nests. And I had this idea to make them out of fiber. And so when our first winter here, I was sitting working on them and trying to make them. And talked to my mother and grandmother, who are very creative, and asking them, how would I do this and how would I do that? And technically kind of getting the handle on it. Anyway, I made a whole pile of these birds' nests. And there was a competition here in the county with the Eastern Development Corporation. And so I tossed my name in the hat and thought, well, you know, we'll see what happens. And I sent some pictures. And anyway, they chose me to go to the one-of-a-kind show. And I was given a budget to build a display and to get myself to the show and have all this product ready for that. And it was a fantastic experience. And so I launched all my birds' nests and the people at One of a Kind contacted me and said, could you ship down some of your stuff? We want to have a look at it. And I'm like, okay. And I did. And the next thing I knew, I was on the front cover of the spring One of a Kind show, 80,000 guides, 200,000 inserts in the Globe and Mail. I was on the side of streetcars. I almost got in a car accident because I was driving along and a streetcar went past me and my bird's nests were on the side of the streetcar as an advertisement for the show. It was incredible. And it was such a fantastic, I thought I was going crazy in the winter making them. And I thought, what have I done? I've moved to the county and now I'm making bird's nests. And then there I was, you know, like this validation coming in. It was just like, wow. So I came back from the One of a Kind show and I took a look at this little chicken coop we had and I said to Andrew, oh my God, that would be a fantastic little gallery to showcase my stuff. So we transitioned that with my dad. Thank you, Dad. Dad helped make it a beautiful little rustic, charming place and turned it into a gift shop and started selling birds' nests. I think I made 1,000 birds' nests.
Oh my gosh.
Over 10 years. Yeah, it was a lot of birds' nests. And people just really gravitated to them. It was kind of a cool time in my creative journey. And, you know, people would come in and they would cry if the bird's nest had no eggs in it. And they were going through empty nest syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Or they were trying to get pregnant. Or, you know, and it just all these things, like, oh, a lot of symbolism there. And it was very cool. So I was focused on the fiber work predominantly because we did not have a building where I could show my photography. Andrew's work was wax, and it was impervious to the weather, so we would show it in our big barn between April and October, and then we'd have to pack everything up, and we would make art through the winter, but we couldn't be out selling. And so in 2017-18, we finally decided to take down an old building that was at the front of our property and build this new gallery space. And once we opened that in 2019, it was like, okay, I'm back. Like, I want photography to be my full-on commitment to what I do. I mean, it's always been there. It's always been humming in the background. It's who I am.
Yeah.
It's a long story, and it's got threads.
Yeah,
excuse the pun, but it's got roots and threads.
Yeah.
So I've circled back, and now to do this portrait series of these women, it's really lovely. I mean, yes, I dabbled in the pregnancy photography before, so I had some experience with that. But this was really nice to collaborate with each of these women, talk to them about their lives. Where are they at? Why do they love living here? What are they doing here in the county now? And they're all just so happy to live here. The joy is there for sure.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Like, we had fun. We kept changing clothes and changing props and let's try this, let's try that. You know, I had Marianne whipping up pancake batter and dripping it with her whisk and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of laughs with this thing. But to see the final portraits all on the wall, the whole collection of all of these beautiful people, I'm very proud. I'm very proud.
Wonder, and as you should be.
Yeah.
As you should be. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You know. Okay. So back to Picton itself. Mm-hmm. You are in Art in the County this year.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited.
What did you contribute?
I contributed a piece called The Rainbow Forest. I shot it last fall up in the Bancroft area. It's a picture of a forest and a marsh, but I've been doing a lot of creative exploration with my photography. So everything I do is photo-based, but then I'll work in the computer and use digital tools and see where I can take it, how I can evolve the piece. So this piece just became this colorful, beautiful photo of a marsh in the foreground and this forest in the background. And it's just one of those pieces when you get there and you've arrived and you lift your hands up and you say, okay, that's it. It's ready. It's done.
Lovely.
And I just love it. And I think it's a beautiful, colorful, uplifting piece. And I was really happy it got in.
Good.
I love it.
Good.
So
it's a good show.
Yeah.
Good show.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in.
It's an exciting time.
Yes.
Yeah. wonderful to hear about everything happening at Ondara, the Vortex, Botanica, the workshops, and your participation in art in the county, and your background. It's wonderful. So if you'd like to experience contemporary art in a welcoming setting, Ondara Gallery is definitely worth a visit. Thanks again for being with us today, and have a really wonderful summer.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
It's Pamela Mayhew of County FM.